fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore, our second hour here on Thursday, the 17th of November. Perfect tip of the day, night vision. Keep in mind, some night vision is better than no night vision at all. I'm going to recommend a couple of things. First of all, Optics Planet. That's where I buy my optics, night vision, and so forth. You can, there's a lot of educational material there. They have good prices, good service. And I'm going to recommend, if you don't have anything, just getting started, a monocular. Range is breathtaking, from under $200 to more than $3,000. And there's literally dozens of choices. Here's the deal. The more money you spend, the better quality you get. You may ask, John, what should I get? Well, that's up to you. How much money are you willing to spend? That will be what the decision will be based on. Plus your research and educating yourself at opticsplanet.com. That's what you need to be doing, and that is, in fact, your prepper tip of the day. We are back with us the second hour here. For our friend Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Now, Tim, I get requests, and I know you do too. You will be getting them as you've got your own show now.
John, oh, yeah.
Put me on your email list. Well, I don't have an email list. If I have an alert, something that I think is urgent, can't wait for me to talk about it on my show the following day. If I have an alert, I use Tim Spencer's alert system at ruralsurvival.info. Tell us about that and how it works, Tim, if you would, please.
Sure. I'll be happy to, John. Well, folks, what this alert system is designed to do is let our subscribers know when something is going down that could infect their lives. You know, either we've confirmed that a certain set of situations exist, or we've confirmed that a particular happenstance has occurred and the mainstream media is not covering it, or they're not covering it accurately, you will get an alert. To sign up for it, you go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a red link on the top left of every page that says alert. Just click on that and you can read all the details. There's also a sign-up form there. Now, there is a cost to this. It's $1 per month, $12 per year. We believe that is very reasonable. And all that money goes to is just helping us maintain everything. You know, we don't get rich off this, believe me. Probably $100 a month is all we get right now. So we're not getting rich and we're not being greedy. But, and we also don't send out any advertisements on it, either on the alerts. You know, it's not like some sites you sign up for, you know, you get three emails a day trying to sell something. We don't do that. We figure if you're paying for it, you don't need that aggravation.
No. No. And
you know, we've gone as long as 4 months without sending out an alert.
Right, right. And I've put out very few myself. What would you think, Tim? Maybe, well, when Ferguson
two or three
was going
a year.
On, yeah, when Ferguson was going on, I did more than I'd ever done before or since.
Right.
But, yeah, maybe a couple, three, maybe four a year at the most. If it gets to be more than that, well,
in trouble.
Means we're in trouble.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, folks. We don't send out anything that is not confirmed. We don't send out rumors. We send out fact that we can confirm.
Well, here's what we do. We exercise proper journalistic discretion, don't we?
Exactly. You know, like this rumor that Putin put out an arrest warrant for Soros. I had to track back 11 stages back to find out where it came from. And then the article where it came from, which was Veterans Today, which is very much disreputable, didn't even really say that. You know, so people put this false news so people hit their pages and they get ad revenue. And they use headlines that make you want to click on it to see what's going on. And therefore, every click they get is, you know, 4 or 5 cents.
Right. Well, there you go. There you go. Something else at ruralsurvival.info is, first of all, there's literally hundreds of articles that would help people that either have a hobby farm or would like to have a hobby farm, maybe just growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon bucket in their apartment in the city, right?
Right, exactly. There's articles. There's tons of free downloads, all of it copyright expired or copyright free. Most of it's copyright free. There's hundreds of free downloads, canning, medical stuff. One of my favorites is When There Is No Dentist, and another one that's 300 pages, When There Is No Doctor. Excellent medical advice. You know, if you got a chance to go to a regular doctor, do it. But I'm just saying this is for when there isn't anybody available. And that's just some of them. There's hundreds. There's probably 350 free downloads on there. And,
amazing.
You know, it's completely free. Go there and get them. You might need them.
Amazing. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. We've had several people that have become, started out as amateur authors that have become, you know, Steve Whitman's fourth book. He started out at ruralsurvival.info writing some
articles. Yeah, he sure did. Wonderful writer, in my opinion. I can't put down his books. Now, once I start reading one, that's it.
They're called page turners, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
So
they're excellent. You know, who would have thought, you know, a guy that's an engineer by profession and runs a fish camp up in Maine, you know, could become not a best-selling author yet, but I see that in his future, but an author of that quality.
That's right. And when you read Steve O'Neill's work, you're reading material that's written at the same level, actually better, quite frankly, in my opinion, than the New York Times. What do you think?
Much better. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about, whether it be science or economics. Steve knows what he's talking about. There's no question about that. Everything that he writes has a bibliography to it, or references, whatever you call it. You can fact check what he writes yourself. I love Steve's stuff. I've got three articles from him right now that I have not had time to put up. I'm so busy this time of year, but I will get them put up tomorrow. I think it's supposed to rain all day, and I'll probably get them put up then. So expect some new articles, folks. They're coming.
Absolutely. Well, your question, call, or comment for Tim Spencer or myself, you're certainly welcome to call us at Republic Broadcasting here at 800-313-9443. Many people, the weather is a topic, it's one of those neutral things that you can talk to anybody at the gas station, people you don't know, people you'd like to know. people you know quite well. It's one of those neutral things, the topics that people can talk about, but on one hand. On the other, the weather has been changing dramatically, hasn't it?
And you're not kidding. We got the 16th of November. I'm out on the porch, no shoes on, a short sleeve shirt. Wind's blowing out of south, and the high today is supposed to be 83. And this is 16th of November, folks. Normally, all the leaves and grass are brown by now. We've usually had a sleet or snow by this date, and it's cold, and we got a fireplace going in the fire, you know, a fire going in the fireplace. Talk about weird weather. This is it.
It is weird. It is weird. And if you want to know why this is taking place, you need to go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and read my article, The Gulf Stream Has Stopped. And it's just, it's short. It's only about three pages, I believe. And you can get yourself an education and begin your own research after you read my article. Right, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. And right there, if I remember correctly, I put a link there where you can look at the current Navy map of sea surface temperatures for the Western Atlantic or Central Atlantic, I don't remember which, and you can see all the sea surface temperatures, and you can see just past North Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, where the Gulf Stream just peters out pretty much completely. And if you look at a historical picture from, say, 2008, 2009, you can quite literally see the jet stream going all the way over to the British Isle. But now you don't see that. And by the way, John, the Met Office in the UK, I read about 2 weeks ago, is predicting a particularly harsh winter for all the British Isles, Ireland, Scotland, you know, England, all that.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me at all that they're making that prediction. Of course, the winter following the Gulf Stream stopped June 12th, 2010.
Right.
And so we're well into this. The seventh year now, and that following winter was the worst winter since, and some of these areas in the British Isles have records going back 1,000 years.
Right.
The worst winter in 1,000 years. Moscow had the worst winter in 1,000 years, that winter of 2010-2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny that the president-elect is already getting pressure to maintain these bogus fantasy make-believe beliefs that human beings
right.
are causing climate change. Nothing.
Now, I love it that China is pushing this so hard to Trump, you know, but if you look at the actual climate agreement, China gets a big break on all these, you know, because they're still, quote, a developing country. Yeah, they have some restrictions, but where they might have to drop their emissions by 5 or 6%, we're supposed to do it by 40%, or, you know, numbers similar to that. And, you know, of course China's pushing it. Huge economic advantage.
It is. It is. So people need to be aware of this. In a certain sense, it's unfortunate, but I was, quite frankly, glad to see when the Gulf Stream stopped, I had a way to address this topic of Planet
right.
X and all these related matters that could be easily proven by mainstream scientifically acceptable methods, such as the United States Navy website, which is about as mainstream as anything could possibly be, where
right.
the U.S. Navy publishes a brand new map every 24 hours.
Yep.
Showing ocean surface temperatures worldwide.
Right.
And they show these
folks,
by color.
If you click on that map and it shows a warning that this is an attack site, I don't know why that's there, but it's not. Look at the URL, navy.mil. It's not an attack site, so don't sweat it.
No, in fact, what I've read is people who go to a lot of government websites, apparently this warning pops up on government websites on a regular basis, and it's nothing to be concerned about.
Exactly. If it says .mil at the end of the full URL, you don't have nothing to worry about.
Now, I'm going to extend my offer. I made this offer about a month ago, and I haven't talked about it recently. You get your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce, If you can find a map somewhere, we've got, and this is from listeners. I can't take credit for this, Tim. It's two of my listeners that found the map in two different areas of mass media. One was, I think, the first Godfather film. Was it the first Godfather film?
I believe it was, John. But we got a good picture of it up there now.
We have a good image of it. It's a screen capture. And here's the deal. The Godfather goes to the Vatican for a meeting. And he's in this room that's probably 1,000 years old with 20-foot ceilings. And there's a mural on the wall showing North America with new coastlines. Very similar to the Navy map. Scarily similar. That was the first one. We've had that image now for, 7, 8 years or so, Tim?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. We lost it for a while. We got it back. And then more recently, another listener who likes to watch 1950s TV shows found a duplicate image. It was I'm old enough to have seen these shows when they were being broadcast live, of Broderick Crawford starring in Highway Patrol.
Yeah, you got me hooked on those damn shows now. You know that, don't you?
Well, there's worse things you could be hooked on. So,
I love watching them.
Yeah. And the image here, Crawford is a Highway Patrol detective. He's in the office of an oil executive, and on the wall behind him is about a 3x5 foot map of North America with new coastlines. And
right.
It is just as, I mean, the whole it took some editing, but we finally got a good image. It takes up almost the entire TV screen, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. At least half of it. But yeah, there's a, you know, what I did, I played the video when it got to exactly the right place. I did a screen capture on it.
And there's no...
And it came out good.
The discussion between the two TV actors has nothing to do with the map. The map is not mentioned whatsoever. There's no indication of what that map means, why it's there, or anything else. It's just there in your face.
Right.
And so my offer, ladies and gentlemen, if you can find a similar map on a movie or TV show, get that to me. I will mail you by return mail. I will send you your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce as an incentive and a thank you from myself and from everybody. I think there's a high likelihood. Now we can, you know, the first one, I thought that was kind of a fluke. But now that we have the second one, Tim, my belief, and I think you share my belief, there's literally hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the past 70 years.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be more examples. You know, when there's one, it's a fluke. You know, maybe in the Vatican, those 1,000-year-old maps, they didn't have a detailed view of North America like they do now. But when you see it from a 1950s episode, where it actually looks like the coastlines of the original country, of the original landmass we call North America, have been shaded in to reflect the new coastlines. I mean, it looks like an edited map that they edited, not us, but they edited.
That's right. That's right. Well, my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, she's reaching out to Christian groups and pastors and preparedness expos to get me speaking engagements. And this work that I've been doing now for basically 17 years is cutting edge. And there's what separates my work on Planet X from everybody else's is my locating and debriefing Navy veterans, with you being one of them, Tim. And that's what's unique about my work. I'm pretty much up to speed on everybody who's in the public domain doing this work. Some of them I know personally, some I don't, but I'm familiar with their work. And I'm the only one, to my knowledge, that has reproduced the real Navy map and has also located and debriefed the Navy veterans. We got a break. Your call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. More here on Thursday, the 17th of November, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, I've been telling people, and I think you'll concur with me, this, with electing the Donald doesn't mean we can back off from being politically active with groups like the Gunos of America, Tea Party groups, Republican Party, if that's your choice, other right. Second Amendment groups. It's time to move forward and really continue our work, isn't it, Tim?
Well, it's imperative. It's imperative. Now, folks, I don't mean donating to these groups, but there's other ways you can support. Posting comments on lines on articles that are derogatory to the Trump or to the Republican Party. Calling out flat-out lies by letters to the editor and stuff like that. You know, I get probably 50 emails a day asking for donations. I can't afford to make one, all right? But what I am proactive in calling out lies when I find them. And I've got comments on numerous websites, letters to the editors, many of them written this year. You know, when something's a lie, I tell them it's a lie, and here's how I prove it type thing.
Right,
so you don't have to make a donation. If you can afford to, great.
Right. Well, I hope to be talking to Larry Pratt soon and see what the plans are for Gun Owners of America in terms of pro-gun legislation at the federal and state level in the 50 states. I know Donald Trump has talked about nationwide concealed carry authority.
Right.
Which would be a...
And I hope that happens. Yeah. You know, if I go to Florida, John, I got to go around Illinois if I want to have a weapon with me.
Right.
You know, either that or unload it completely, put it in a trunk, which I don't have. You know, believe me, I don't always skirt Illinois, but I'm very, very careful to comply with their laws.
Right.
But it's so silly.
It's burdensome. It would be peace of mind to have that authority to carry concealed nationwide. I've put my concealed carry training on hold, by the way, with Missouri. As of in 6 weeks, Missouri will allow people to over 19 years of age to carry concealed without a permit.
Right.
And
I think that's a good thing. But I know it's bad for your business. But what I think I would do if I was you, John, is do a quarterly training thing, well advertised, where people can go to other states with a Missouri concealed carry. See, that's only good in Missouri. If you're going to, you know, say Kansas or Texas or wherever, you need that concealed carry permit.
Well, that's a good thought on one hand. On the other, I can't have 1 month liability insurance. I can't advertise for just one class. I have to advertise.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. My overhead remains the same whether I do two classes a month or one every 3 months.
Oh, I didn't realize that, John. I'm sorry.
You could, but it would be absolutely crazy, foolish to do these classes without liability insurance.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Is paid
I have liability insurance for our little business, too. And right. But the good part is I can turn it on and turn it off month to month.
Right.
January, February, or March, when I'm not likely to have much business, I'm not scheduled to pay it.
Understood. Well, that's not an option for me. And to reach
out, I understand.
And advertise is expensive. Especially if you're only doing one class or a quarter.
Right.
So it's not practical unless I could, you know, reach out to people with my website, and I'm not sure I got enough outreach to do that, and I'd still have the overhead with the liability insurance.
Right. I understand that.
It's in suspension. I have friends who are doing it full time, and I'll be in touch with them over the next couple of months to see how their business is doing. So we'll see. There may be a way to get some training in there, but that remains to be seen. And I may be doing classes in Illinois. That hasn't worked out so far due to some logistical issues. But I encourage everybody to get their concealed carry authority, whatever it takes. I know in California, New York, New Jersey, places like that, Illinois is tough, too. It's hard and expensive to get a concealed carry license permit. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. One of the more recent things on my website, this is a book, a free download. It's out of print. Used copies go for more than $700 a copy on Amazon.com. 1,010 pages. The title of the book is Matrix 3, Volume 2. If you go to my website, my homepage at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the right side to free downloads, click on that, and it'll be the first book at the top of the list. It's a marvelous reference book. Dr. Phil is printing out his, Dr. Phil is reading his on the screen. Dr. Ted Brewer printed his copy out, hard copy, earlier this week, and it's a marvelous reference piece of reference material at my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll also find on my website, of course, the energy cleaner. We spent 24 minutes last hour talking about it. You may be sitting there thinking, boy, I wonder if that thing would help me. I wake up with pain I don't get a great night's sleep. Well, chances are it will, ladies and gentlemen. 95, 97% chance it will help you. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for?
John, can I throw something in here on the energy cleaner?
Throw away.
All right. No, what I was going to say, folks, is there's always a lot of people ask if I have a pacemaker or defibrillator, an implanted one, will it hurt me? I'm not going to say whether or not it will, but what I will say is I sleep on it every night with an implanted pacemaker / defibrillator. It's a dual unit, and it has not affected it in the least. Okay, just for what it's worth, I wanted to throw that out there.
Well, thank you very much. That's helpful, Tim. So I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free auto line. Don't try to call me at this number. Orders only, 800-592-9543. 800-592-9543. Tim.
Yeah, buddy.
This election, it was breathtaking. I did not have high hopes that the Trump supporters would overcome the massive vote fraud. Estimates I'm reading is about 3 million criminals. An illegal alien is a criminal. Voted for Hillary. And of course,
total numbers from what I've read, adding up numbers in my head, John, is about 4.5 million.
Amazing. And as I said several times the past week, I listen to National Public Radio as a matter of opposition research, and the wailing and gnashing of teeth, the hand-wringing going on, it's pretty phenomenal.
I thought about putting a video together from some of NPR stuff and on TV and all that, and putting the Benny Hill music to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's so ridiculous. You know, you listen to some of these people, it's like the end of the world. It's like, you idiots, we no longer have to worry about World War III in the short term.
We don't. Well, it's breathtaking what happened. It's refreshing. This will not have, this election now, we know, will not have the adverse impact on the gun culture and firearms prices and magazines and ammunition as we went through the last two presidential cycles, 2008, 2012.
You know, I saw a sign online that was in a gun shop. They had a picture of Barack Obama, and it said Salesman of the Year.
Yeah. A friend of mine, he lives about halfway between you and me over in Wesco, Missouri. He runs an online catalog business for gun-related items. And he said to me, it was just after 2012. It was about 3 or 4 months after the 2012 election. He says, I wish that SOB would get reelected every 6 months.
I hear you.
Because he couldn't keep up with the orders, especially for
magazines. I bet.
Especially for the magazines.
I bet.
Okay. Well, let's move on from there.
Sure. Where do you want to go?
Well, let's talk a little bit about preparedness and hobby farms.
My favorite subject.
Yeah, and why a person, and when. Most importantly, when. What I hear all the time, you're going to get in these calls if you're not already. When's it going to happen, Tim? Right?
Yeah. I like your response tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I like your response.
3 p.m. tomorrow. If you're anguishing and pondering and worried about a date, you're not living the right lifestyle, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
No, I absolutely agree with you, John. You know, our family, you know, we look at being prepared. I'll give you an example. I was doing an interview with your marketing manager a couple of Saturdays ago. It might have been last Saturday. I'm not sure. But, you know, what we were talking about preparedness, which is, you know, hers and my mutual passion. And, you know, we were talking about distribution of food supplies, you know, your storable food, you know, not keeping it all in one place. And I absolutely agreed with her. But then I mentioned before the election, one of my biggest concerns was that if Hillary won, Putin would fulfill his promise of launching on us. Like, I mean, which he literally said, it will mean World War III if Hillary wins. And knowing his temperament, where he believes that if he knows there's going to be a fight, he'd rather strike first. You know, he's publicly stated that, too.
Well, he's a warrior.
And so what I did, right. So what I did was take and move all of our food supplies into our makeshift fallout shelter, actually right beside it, you know, so we can get them in there in a hurry instead of doing my normal diversification, you know, as far as locations.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. And I was making some similar preparations myself. For me, it's a matter of nuances, not major things, because I've got more done, you know, most everything done all the time. But there was a couple
of adjustments. Well, you're not kidding, you do.
A couple of adjustments that I made. And that's an ongoing thing. It's not one of those things where it's finished and you don't need to pay attention anymore. There's always going to be nuances of things that need to be done.
Right. You know, one of the things I do, we use a lot of canned goods. And one of the things I do, which is a very simple, like you said, a nuance, is when we go to the grocery store, we take the newest canned goods, put them on the back of the shelves, and bring the older ones are what we use. Now, not that the stuff is going to go bad. I think we've only had one can actually go bad this entire year.
Right.
But we're always replenishing our stock.
The worst for that is anything with tomatoes in it.
One happened to be a pie filling, I think. No, prunes, canned prunes.
There you go. Well, that would, you know, so, yeah, it's important to rotate these things so you don't end up with damaged and harmful food. Any can that's starting to expand, it needs to be thrown away.
Yeah, don't even open it.
If it's got more than just a light surface rust on it, it probably needs to be thrown away.
Right.
Unfortunately. And I know with the people I work with, I've seen a lot of food, cases of food, literally thrown away over the decades because things not being rotated. Yes. Well,
yeah.
And it's an ongoing process. It becomes a lifestyle. Getting back to searching for a date. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're concerned about a date, there's something about your lifestyle that needs to be modified. Seriously. And here's what people want to do. They want to live their current urban, suburban lifestyle with no interruption until the very last moment, and then they'll run off to the country and start their hobby farm. Is that somewhat accurate, Tim?
Not going to work. Yeah, I hear that a lot, too. It's not going to work. You know, I can't talk about other places. I've actually had agriculture experience in Florida and here, much more here, of course. Folks, you don't take a piece of raw ground and turn it into productive garden space in a year. You know, you better plan on 3 to 5 years to get it really productive, and that's if you really, really work it. You know, as big a place as we've got maybe, let me see, 600-700 feet of garden area, square feet, you know, and the way we garden, that's enough. You know,
Absolutely.
We don't grow crop. We actually do companion planting and stuff like that.
Okay, I'd like you to, along these lines of hobby farms, I'm going to start a sentence and you finish it. There's nothing more dangerous than a city boy with a...
tractor.
Okay, next. There's nothing more dangerous than a city boy with a...
rifle.
There's nothing more dangerous than a city boy with a...
chainsaw.
There, I knew that was coming.
Well, we actually had
we didn't practice this beforehand, did we?
No, not at all.
No, this is completely spontaneous. And I'm a city boy. You know, I love the country. I look forward to my 2 weeks every summer with my grandmother, who basically lived almost a pioneer existence. We had to pump her water on a back porch and an outhouse and so forth, and you know, garden and chickens and so forth. But I'm a city boy, and I've learned firsthand the consequences of dealing with tractors and chainsaws, which it takes only a moment of inattention to seriously injure or kill yourself, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, the first year we lived here, we cleared off a little bit of, or second or third year, we cleared off a little bit of land. It's way too much wood for us to use. Had a guy from down the road got up on top of a wood pile. Now, this guy, pile of trees, bulldozer pushed up. Now, this guy's lived here all of his life. He's cut wood all of his life. That's all he's ever done. He got up there, cut the wrong log, and literally crushed his leg to the point of it having to be amputated. And he'd been doing it all of his life.
I think I may know who you're talking about. I'm not going to mention his name, but I think he was a witness in that murder case I worked down there.
He would have been, most likely, yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that that happened on your premises, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Amazing. He's a great guy, and despite his having his, I think the leg was amputated below the knee, and he even got to the point where he could play softball again with his prosthetic, I believe.
Yeah.
But we're talking about
the same person.
Yeah. I've been to his home, very nice home up on the hill. But getting back to the premise, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be more for the gentlemen. The women don't mess around too much with tractors and chainsaws. A few do, not many.
You don't know my family, do you?
Well, I'm saying not too many. But I wear Kevlar chaps when I work with a chainsaw. I got a pair off Sportsman's Guide, a military surplus, brand new. And if you look at the Kevlar chaps, you'll see where the chainsaw has touched them inadvertently. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Rick.
It's cutting the tops. Good morning. It's cutting the tops that'll kill you. The big stuff is fine, but when you get your feet into those tops, I don't care how quick you, I don't care if you're Bruce Lee, you're going down. So that's a problem. With respect to it is. I might have mentioned before, my son is a protein chemist. He was talking to a friend of his who works for the Del Monte Food Company. They make a lot of canned goods, and we're always arguing about. And he says, you got to throw these cans out when the date runs. I said, no, you don't.
He
asked the guy, no, you don't. And he said, look, they're fine until the can swells up, but the only thing you're going to do is a little bit of the nutrients are going to go bye-bye. You know, and that's better than none at all. This Saturday, nationwide, I got the blue bags from the Boy Scouts last Saturday. And I think this is their annual Thanksgiving Day drive. So I have lots of cans that are out 6 months, 2 months, a year. I'll just wipe the Sharpie off, and they can have them. And I'll go get new. And I think so. If anybody's worried about what to do with their slightly expired cans, I'd say give them to the poor. Let them eat them.
Yeah, ship them to me.
Yeah. They're heavy. I don't know.
I cost too much. I was joking.
Okay.
It's 50-cent can will cost $5 to get it there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys. Thanks
a million. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Another thing about chainsaws and chainsaw maintenance is to always have a sharp chain. It's safer. They cut quicker and cleaner and straighter to have a sharp chain.
Exactly. If you cut with a dull chain, eventually it'll trash both your bar and the chain.
Right. Build up heat and cause problems.
What happens is in the bar where the chain slides through, that chain will start to wobble back and forth right to left. And what that does, it opens up that chain guide on the bar. And the only solution is a new bar.
Yep. That's good. And a lot of men who've been using chainsaws for decades don't know what that little hole is on the end of the chain bar.
Right. Yeah, well, now they've got new bars out where you don't need that. But, yes, many people don't know that grease goes in that hole.
No, there's a special
I use what's called Oregon Power Match. And it actually has slots through the center of the bar, very long holes, that pumps oil to that nose sprocket.
Right.
Instead of having to grease it.
Another thing, this helps anybody, no matter who they are, if they use any two-cycle engine, and that would be Amsoil has a product that will be the same oil-to-gas mix for all two-cycle engines, 100-to-1.
Right.
And that's what the Forest Service and the professionals who use these things, because you can destroy a $500 chainsaw by putting the wrong oil-gas mixture in it.
Yeah, I've seen it done many times. And usually it's when you got multiple people cutting, and one guy doesn't tell the other guy that he already mixed the gas, and an extra bottle or two is added, and then, you know, you run the saw for 3 minutes, it locks up, and everybody's scratching their head wondering why.
Right. And you're on a job site, and there's two or three different red cans with different mixtures in them.
Right.
One might be
45 to 1. Well, what I do is mix all of my stuff 45 to 1, because that's all we have is either 40 to 1 or 50 to 1 ratio stuff. So I mix it all at 45 to 1, and that way we don't have to worry about major damage.
Right, right. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday the 17th. Remember, we got our last caller on hold here. We got Sam in St. Louis. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Your last caller was talking about giving your slightly outdated food to the poor. Now, that might be a good idea, and it's a completely logical idea. However, most of your food pantries, Red Cross, any of these established organizations that accept food will not accept even the Best Buy dates, which is ridiculous, because there's canned foods from World War I that are still being eaten today. However, the nutritional value is pretty much zip, but you know, it's still, you could still eat it as long as the ridges on those cans are poked out. But the organizations will not accept even food that's out of the Best Buy date.
Really? Amazing.
Really? Yeah,
I don't doubt that. They're probably worried about liability, Sam.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they'd like to say on the public, but what it really is about just making more money.
I don't doubt that a bit.
They went from the expire date, and then they went to a Best Buy date, 15, 20 years ago. And so all these organizations just toss all their food, and they have to go buy new, which, Tim, I believe, well, no, that was just coming into the U.S. with all that food that you got from the Navy, if I remember correctly.
Customs.
Yeah, that was customs. That wasn't expire. So that didn't work there. But anyway.
Well, Sam, thank you for the heads up. That's great information.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, appreciate
and,
it, sir.
And that movie was Valkyrie with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, where they tried to assassinate Hitler.
Right. I didn't know if you got that email, John, but anyway, I'll let you guys go. Good show, as usual.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Tom Cruise. There were a lot of, literally tens of millions of good people in Germany who did not have a clue what their government had got them into, did they, Tim?
Right, and they didn't even know the reason for the various countries they were fighting against because of the German propaganda. Oh, Poland did this, or Russia did that.
Right.
And the German people had no choice to believe it because it was the only story in town.
Well, we had the same thing happen to us, that there was a secret attack on Pearl Harbor, a sneak attack.
And the Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, at least the attack on Pearl Harbor really happened, but there was no attack in the Gulf of Tonkin. And Robert McNamara, he did the right thing. He wrote his autobiography, and he admitted in his autobiography that the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was the reason for more than 55,000 names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., never happened.
Right.
Never
You're
happened.
Exactly correct.
You know,
yep. It's sad, but that's welcome to life.
You know, try to tell a World War II, a person who was an adult during World War II, veteran or not veteran, that Franklin Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened, and see how far that goes.
Well, with my father, that is before he died, that is the biggest argument he and I ever had. And he was a World War II vet.
You may as well challenge gravity.
Right.
You know? Seriously, you may as well challenge gravity. I found out quite a few years ago, talking to my mother, who was an adult during World War II, about that, I might as well be trying to challenge gravity.
Yep.
Tim, we're out of time,
buddy,
sir.
It sounds like it's the end of the show.
It is, sir. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon privately.
Enjoyed it, John.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.